In this bulletin, Australia's unemployment rate drops to 5%. Anglicare Australia calls for urgent reform of employment services. And in sport, West Coast veteran Mark Lacrasse announces his retirement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The unemployment rate has fallen to a seven-year low, dropping from 5.3% to 5% in September. Economists had forecast that the unemployment rate would be unchanged. The last time the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was this low was June 2011 at 4.9%. Minister for Jobs Kelly O'Dwyer says the result shows the government's economic plan is working.
Since September of 2013, when we came to government, employment has increased by more than 1.1 million new jobs. And full-time employment has risen in September to a record high of more than 8,654,000 jobs. It's very encouraging that full-time employment growth has actually accounted for the majority of the total increase in employment over the last year.
Meantime, a new report has revealed more than 100,000 people are looking for low-skilled entry-level jobs, with just 26,000 of those jobs available. The 2018 Jobs Availability Snapshot Report has found the state that is worst affected is Tasmania, where there are 12 job seekers for each suitable job. Anglicare Australia, which commissioned the report, says the findings show there needs to be urgent reform of employment services. Anglicare's Casey Chambers says there needs to be a more hands-on approach for individual unemployment cases rather than a generalised method.
So the system currently rewards providers who favour activity. It rewards getting people into jobs, whether it's a good match or not. It rewards getting them into whatever training is available. What we find works is when we actually work with the people to understand what they want, what they're good at, and what they can currently do, and find a job and training that is going to match that, and therefore see them in that job now and in that job in 12 months' time.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has reportedly received messages from her Indonesian counterpart warning that moving Australia's Israeli embassy to Jerusalem would be a slap in the face. A screenshot of the WhatsApp messages obtained by Seven News shows Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi telling Ms. Payne the embassy move would be a really big blow and would affect bilateral relations. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says this new tension between the two countries highlights the incompetency of Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
This is an example of the price you pay when you put politics before good government. Scott Morrison is a man who time and time again we have seen puts politics before good government, puts the Liberal Party before the nation, puts his personal political interests before those of Australians.
West Coast veteran Mark Lacrasse has announced he's hanging up the boots after 219 AFL games. Lacrasse's final match was in last month's thrilling grand final victory over Collingwood. The 32-year-old has told the club website it's the right time to retire after finally becoming a premiership player.
I think if we didn't win the flag, it would have been a much tougher decision. You know, it's what are you at risk when you know you haven't got a premiership. So for us to win it sort of made the decision a lot easier for me.
And in tennis, Daria Gavrilova's Moscow Cup campaign has come to an end at the hands of Britain's Joanna Konta in the round of 16. The Australian went down in three sets. Konta will now play Alexandra Sasnovich in the quarterfinals. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather around the country. Perth, a possible morning shower, 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 29. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, sunny and 26. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 24. Sydney, partly cloudy, 26. Newcastle, also cloudy, 28. Brisbane, similar conditions, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.